This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. NATO is making it clear this morning it's not going into Ukraine. Not on the ground, not in the air. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says any move like that could lead to a widespread war in Europe. Russia is ramping up its attack in Ukraine. The Russians are launching hundreds of missiles and artillery strikes on cities and making significant gains in the south. Russian shelling ignited a fire at a nuclear plant in Ukraine, but it was put out, and the UN says there's no sign of radiation leaks. The world is condemning Russia's actions in Ukraine. The U.S. now taking more actions against President Putin's inner circle. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden says new sanctions target Russian oligarchs and others, including Putin's press secretary.
The goal was to maximize the impact on Putin and Russia and minimize the harm on us and our allies and friends around the world.
The list includes billionaire Putin ally Alisher Usmanov, the owner of one of the world's biggest yachts, which Germany has already seized. The steps will keep dozens of oligarchs and family members from traveling to the U.S. while cutting them off from America's financial system and freezing their assets here.
It's stunning. That's what one analyst says about the new unemployment numbers this morning. The unemployment rate is down to 3.8%. Employers added a strong 678,000 jobs in February. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton.
These are stunning job gains at 678,000 after a record job gaining year in 2021. We're really recouping the ground lost due to the pandemic extremely rapidly.
Two Marines were able to eject and walk away when their fighter jet crashed in South Carolina. No word yet on what caused the crash. This is AP News. It looks like they'll be able to dump the masks at many auto plants. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
With virus rates sharply coming down in most places, a task force of officials from the United Auto Workers Union, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis decided to drop the mask requirements at auto production sites, regardless of workers' vaccination status. Each company will tell its workers when the masks will become optional, but those rules can be superseded by state or local mandates, and requirements can change if there's a high incidence of virus cases in that county. Nearly 2 years ago, in May of 2020, factories reopened with a mask requirement after a two-month shutdown. It was briefly lifted, but then the Delta variant fueled a new surge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
About 76% of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.